This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. You're inside the Sound Museum with the fabulous Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
This is the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo this evening on Joy 94.9. Anthony Kalia is in the hot seat tonight. So quick fire music questions, Anthony.
Okay.
Your first CD you ever bought?
I remember having the Hot Hits collection on cassette. And then when my parents bought me my first ever CD player, which had like five disc changer, they threw in a disc, and it was the soundtrack to White Man Can't Jump. And then I think the first one that I actually bought was Hit Machine 10.
Girl, compilations.
Love good compilation.
Your favourite 90s song that gets you on the dance floor?
Oh my God, La Bouche Be My Lover. Be my lover, wanna be my lover. Love
keep it. Going. Songwriters or producers that you would love to work with in the future?
Songwriters or producers?
Do you want some suggestions?
Okay, go for it.
I could see recording a power ballad with David Foster.
I was about to say that, yes. Where
I can read your mind. Even Walter Afanasieff.
Okay.
Who produces a lot of Mariah, Kerry Elliott stuff, Darren Hayes.
I would love to actually write with Darren Hayes. I think that would be really quite beautiful.
You guys should do the Twitter thing. He's a big Twitter fan.
He actually sent me a couple songs that he wrote for an album once. I never went with them, but they're actually really beautiful songs. And I actually went, I think I would like to write with you because you're on the same wavelength there.
He's an amazing writer.
Yeah, he is. He's great.
What are your tips for maintaining your voice? What are your vocal warm-ups that you do?
I'm really slack, to be honest.
Are you?
I don't really do a lot of vocal warm-ups. I have a scotch. I always have a scotch before I sing. I don't know. I suppose, you know, if I've got a bit of work coming up in terms of like concerts and so forth, I do hit the gym a bit to get my cardio up, which I think is really important. And swimming is a really big thing for me when it comes to singing. Like before a gig, throughout the day, I usually go for a swim. I'll just find an Olympic pool somewhere if I'm interstate and go for a swim, because I think that's better than an actual like vocal warm up.
Okay.
Yeah, because it opens up the lungs. Yeah.
Fantastic. George Michael said in a recent interview that one of his biggest regrets was splitting Wham. Mm. And there's reports that maybe a one-off gig is planned in the UK. What's your favourite Wham track?
I think it's, I don't know, I'm a bit of a daggy classic, and I suppose that's why I loved singing it at the concert as well, but Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I know there's something about it that everyone loves and I love too.
Which George Michael track you wish you had recorded?
Well, I have recorded it now in a live scenario, but
as your own single.
As my own.
Yeah.
One More Try.
Yeah, it's an amazing song.
It's a beautiful song.
Which female and male singer would you like to duet with that you haven't already?
Female, Celine. And that was nearly going to happen. We actually teed it up that we were meant to sing together, and then she was sick and she came and apologized to me, and I'm like, oh no. So yeah, definitely Celine.
Get to Vegas.
Well, I did go and watch the show in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, never say never. And in terms of a male, let's say George Michael, because I think that would be ridiculously exciting. That would probably make me more nervous singing with George Michael than it would Celine. Don't understand why. Celine's like the highest selling female artist in the world. Yet I think George Michael would scare me more so.
This is a scenario. You've been chosen as a coach on The Voice, and the producers have asked you for your suggestions for the fellow coaches. One other local artist and two international. Who do you choose?
Well, the local would be Tina, because she just knows her shit and she's honest, and I love that. And internationals, she would never do it, but Celine. Can you tell that I'm just a big fan of a singer?
Yeah.
And put George Michael on there as well. I would sit on a panel with George, Tina, and Celine.
Great.
Hello.
pretty telling line break, but anyway. Most embarrassing moment on stage.
Most embarrassing moment on stage. I have walked on stage with my fly undone, but I remember at the Celine concert when I was, I think we were in Sydney, and when I was touring with her, there was a stage where there was like basically people behind us as well. Like they were somewhat seated behind the stage because I think she sold that well that they actually opened up extra seats. And a comment that I made, which sort of came out so wrong, was that I had the biggest wedge that night going on, and I actually said on stage in the microphone, "I'm so sorry to the people behind me tonight because my ass looks hungry." And I realized once it came out of my mouth, I just went, "Oh, what did I just say?"
There's no going back.
And then I was, yeah, and then I was having a moment on stage where I just could not stop laughing. And yeah, it was a little bit embarrassing because in my head, that's not what I actually wanted to say. But yeah, that's what came out of my mouth.
Now, finally, it's been a few years since you released your last, I guess, originals material, which is the Last to Go EP. What styles and sounds would you like to go for with your next originals album?
I don't know. I haven't. I suppose that's a thing with music, and I'm not one. Gone are the days where I go in there with a formula, and I've learnt that that doesn't really work for me. I just want to go in there and see what happens, and that's what happened with the Last to Go EP, and I look forward to seeing what happens with the next, you know, with the next original material.
The Songs of George Michael is out right now, Anthony, online and in stores with the DVD as well, and they can follow you on social media.
Yeah. Beware, though. My mum follows me, too. She tells me off all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and, of course, she joined Instagram recently.
Oh, okay.
God, love her.
What has she been posting?
Nothing. She doesn't post anything. Oh, she just follows.
Of course, anthonyclear.com for all the dates and information on the tour. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.